Welcome to A Little Grace to Grow podcast today. And as we enter the December Christmas season, I want to give a Christmas-type podcast each week. So today we're going to take our passage from Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. That's Luke chapter 2, verse 1, verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. So what I want to do today is talk to you about the contrast of two kings at Christmas. So as we consider Christmas time being the season where we honor the birth of Christ, even though we don't know if that's the actual date, I don't believe it is. But we do take a time to honor the Lord's birth, and that's a good thing. If you will think with me as I review this particular topic and acknowledge that Jesus is the King of Kings, we're going to look at the two contrasts between Jesus and Caesar Augustus. So let's consider this. At the birth of Christ, we find some very fascinating contrasts that will help us appreciate the love of God for sinful men. And of course, acknowledging Christ as King of Kings before we proceed will help enhance the contrast. First, we see one king mentioned as a taker, collecting money from all the world. We see the other king as a giver, coming into the world as our sacrificial substitute, giving his life for us. Second, we see one king with great prominence in the world. We see the other king in almost total obscurity in the world. Third, we see one king abiding in a palace, but the other king abiding in a stable. Fourth, we see one king dressed in royal attire, but the other king dressed in swaddling clothes. Fifth, one king would capture the attention of those who sought temporal gain. The other king would capture the attention of those who sought eternal gain. Sixth, one king came to turn people to Rome. The other king came to turn people to God. Seventh, one king gained worldly fame by conquering flesh and blood. The other king would gain worldly fame by conquering the devil. Eighth, one king would wear his crown for a generation. The other king would wear his crown for an eternity. Being born into the world made you and I part of one kingdom. But being born again allows us to enter our Lord's kingdom. Praise God, though the world does not accept Jesus as king, they will. The Bible says every knee will bend and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Because he came, we can become part of his kingdom. And when he returns, the world will read this insignia on his side. It says, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19:16. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening.